Because of the miracle that is a modern day search engine, I know the exact date of my first visit to this congregation. It's a very important date in my life because everything changed after that, I can tell you. To history and to me, this day is known as Super Tuesday. I came for my precinct caucus on a presidential election year, March 8th, 1988. There were a couple of precincts that were meeting over in that building. And we all sat in the sanctuary listening to the rules and the procedures that we had to go through, and then we broke off into our individual precincts, and my group went into that first portable. That building we now call Chrysalis had a huge barrel lectern, and it was dark in there because the beautiful Alistair Black chancel and windows hadn't been dreamed up yet. My impression of those buildings was that they were very dated and need to be replaced. And yes, I had plenty of time this week to do the math. That was 27 years ago. They were clearly past their prime. When I attended a service later that year, I read in the order of worship this blurb at the bottom of the order that said that this group may be small, but they have a dream. And I had learned about this congregation before I came from Marilyn Grevstad, who was our preschool teacher. She did the North City Co-op Preschool. And I got to hear her stories of this congregation in more populated days, and when she raised her kids in it. And I was also clear from my high school experience, the UU Fellowship in my town of Willingboro was doing a field test in 1973 of about your sexuality. So I knew the UUs were the, if I ever joined a church, that would be it. So when I came in and looked around, I thought, okay. I knew things were changing here. Their dream became my dream. Over these intervening 27 years, many other priorities emerged as more important than replacing those buildings. Today, it is my very great joy to say to you that replacing these buildings is now at the top of our list of priorities. Yes, I am so happy about this. We are now beginning our capital campaign that will result in lovely new space for all of us, and including the community. I came here because I was trying to be a good citizen. I wasn't looking to join at that exact moment. And it took me till later on in the year to come back for me. But I had been here, so I knew where to go. Yes, it is absolutely true that our religious education classes need solid, clean, and well-designed space for their projects in class. And it is also true, as Lucas shared, that adult gatherings will be held there as well. Our coffee hour, and I hadn't realized that, and we always are looking for a place to have a potluck, much needed community meeting space, chalice circle gatherings, and I love that, music use. Music use in a building is just so fabulous. Don't you agree? It's just great. It's the best kind of people to have in your building, the music people. My own personal opinion. When the portables and Chrysalis were originally brought to this property in the late 60s, they were intended as temporary buildings. And we just kept pressing them into service year after year after year. And I say, bless them for all they gave and did for us. Bless those buildings. Their service made the first 50 years of this church possible. Now, my friends, it is time to step boldly into our future, the next 50 years, by getting this campaign underway. I want to get started on this next 50. If it seems to you like it seemed to me in that day, that this church is taking too great a risk by attempting this great leap, please know that the only way we got to where we are today is by taking risk after risk after risk. It's part of our history that we take risks to get where we need to go. The first one I experienced here as a member felt like a doozy to me. When I joined this congregation, the fall of 1988, it was the first time I'd ever joined a church. Soon, I learned that we owned the property all the way to the freeway, but we were selling that parcel of land because we needed the money to subsidize the salary for a full-time minister. We needed that subsidy for a couple of years so that we could grow large enough, this was the idea, to support a full-time minister. So, because 40 people aren't going to be able to support a full-time minister. And why full-time ministry? Why did full-time ministry feel that important? This congregation had attempted to grow with a part-time shared extension or growth minister that we shared with another congregation. At that time, it was called the UU Fellowship up in Everett. They had since bought a building in Marysville, and now they call themselves the Evergreen UU Church Fellowship. Now, that experiment of that shared person didn't work for us. And our leadership came to believe that part-time ministry just wasn't going to have the oomph that we needed to grow this congregation. So we took a risk. We leaped into the unknown and sold that back parcel. After that one, the risks just kept on coming. Could we find a minister who would leap into the unknown with us? We did. Could we get a temporary minister for, I think it was 6 months, we had Lucy, who was a specialist in growth at a key moment when we needed an extra lift. And we wrote a grant. Bob went in there and sold us to the committee, and they selected us. So we were able to have that growth specialist for 6 months, and she helped us. And after we grew, we needed a new sanctuary, more risk-taking there. And well, you get the picture. To live and grow is to risk. As I reflect on this time, for me, I wasn't very experienced with leaping into the unknown. Risk-taking, it just hadn't gone well for me personally, so this whole thing scared me. I can visualize crashing and burning really well. And when a whole community leaps, however, this is what I learned, that when all of us join hands and go together, we have each other to encourage one another. One brain isn't responsible for this. You know, there's lots of brains pitching ideas, thinking of solutions to challenges, lots of people pitching in exactly when needed. I have really good memories of the work parties to build this building. I was lucky enough to be part of this amazing community of devoted, bright, and I must say, tenacious souls with a dream. Together over time, that risk and all the ones that have followed have really paid off for us. Over these past years, I have truly loved watching us all pull together to make our dreams come true. It is a beautiful thing to behold and to be a part of building something greater than yourself. So you see, I know we can do this. That's my lived experience talking. This is a very good morning. We are so fortunate to be here together today in this sweet, sweet place. We gather every week to celebrate the presence of Unitarian Universalism here in Shoreline. We have been given this great gift of a life-saving liberal faith, and we have every intention of passing this great gift on to our children and to their children. We celebrate those who came before, the ones who prepared this place for us. It is because of their stewardship in years past that we have the gift of this congregation. Their example has greatly inspired me, and I hope it inspires you. Every time you come into worship to hear our incredible Reverend Kate, and work with the wonderful Lori and Chris and Fred and all of our amazing musicians. Every time you get a newsletter or a cup of coffee or those wonderful commentaries, every time you go to your jealous circle, every time you come here to knit or bake pies for the bake sale, or plan the next social justice event, or like Judy, teach an RE class. You enjoy this place that someone prepared for you here with their contribution of time, energy, and money. We are so grateful for all that we've been given. We are now the stewards. It is up to us to keep the flame of liberal religion burning here. Those dreamers who came before us moved us to this point in our Shoreline Unitarian Universalist story. Their dream that we could have a religious home that values the inherent worth and dignity of every single person, and that cares about the interdependent web of all existence of which we are one part. That dream, their dream for us, is a reality right now in this moment. If this dream is to go any further into the future, it will be because a large number of us care enough to nurture it and support it through all our contributions of talents as well as resources. It is time for all of us to step together into the next 50 years with our remarkable staff, with our devoted volunteers of every ability and capability, and all of us, with all of us together, we will do this. Blessed be and amen.